Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Talking about, I still think, the top story right now in the National Football League, Russell Wilson has been sat down after three games as the quarterback for the New York Giants, and they are going to Jackson Dart to be their starting quarterback. Here's Phil Simms on Shine on Sports.
I'm sitting at home watching the Kansas City game. I see all the empty seats. Okay, the crowd is, they're ready to boo. I think they came there to cheer. But they kind of saw, here we go again game. That's what it reminded me of. Here we go again. And then Russell Wilson, you know, just some bad decisions, a lot of bad throws. It was time to do it. Now, I always say this too, Adam, not to talk too long here, I'm sorry. But owners can do a couple things. They can count to 11. I learned this from Bill Parcells. They can count to 11. In other words, you better have 11 people on the field at all time and don't have 9 or 10 have to call a timeout because that. But they know empty seats, too.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to listen to the public sometimes. When they don't show up, that's a big deal. And I would say if Jackson Dart was not starting this week, we would have saw 20, I can't put a number on it, I would say 20 or 30,000 empty seats there in Giant Stadium, which the Mara family, the Tisch family, of course they don't want to see that.
This is what I don't understand when we have these debates and conversations around the league. Every team that has older veteran and young first-round pick, they say the same things in August. We're going to bring him along slow. We don't want to hinder his development. This is a good bridge quarterback, a veteran that can help show him the ropes. I mean, we're going to bring him along slowly. Everybody says this. And nobody sticks to the plan. We're not even at October yet. They saw one bad drive against Kansas City at the end of the game and then determined, nope, can't do this anymore. We got to listen to the fans. The fans were telling you to do this back in August, and you guys were emphatic that this wasn't going to be the case. It's almost like when you watch a scary movie, and we've all have seen this before. You know how in a scary movie, when the pretty girl locks the door at some point, and they always do that shot where they show you them locking the door. And as they're watching the movie, you think, oh, that door is going to need to be unlocked later. Like the bad guy's going to run in there and she's going to need to go to the door and she's going to be jiggling with the handle, trying to figure out how to get out. And that's probably going to lead to her demise. Like, can't we all see whenever, like, this is going to happen this upcoming offseason? Somebody's going to draft Garrett Nussmeier. Somebody's going to draft Cade Klubnik or Lenore Sellers or whomever the great college quarterback prospect is going to be. And they're going to do this same thing. Well, I mean, hey, we got Carson Wentz to start, and Carson Wentz is the veteran that knows the system, and we're going to give our young guy all the time to develop. And then week four, week five, we all know what's going to happen. That guy's going to be the guy that he's been for the last 5-6 years of his career. You're going to move on and you're going to take the guy that gives you hope and energizes your fan base. I can give you dozens of examples of which this has happened. We've seen very few teams with the discipline and the roster to really stick to their plan. So if you know this from the beginning, why did you waste the first 3 weeks of the season with Russell Wilson? That didn't get you anywhere. It didn't gain anything. I was listening to Deion Sanders. He was on the Nightcap podcast, and he said this. He said, in all my life, at the end of a game, if I was on the bench, I never said to myself, man, I learned so much today. Because teaching and the experience of playing is the only true teacher in all of this. The only way you're going to find out what you got with Jackson Dart is by playing him in these games. And I know this is a tough part of the schedule, so you don't want to do it. At some point, he's either going to sink or swim. So the Giants are making the right decision. They should have made this decision back in August and not wasted time splitting up the reps and just giving all of them to what their future is going to be.
Do you know what I'm growing very sick and tired of hearing about on these broadcasts? Because we watch a lot of national covered NFL games, ESPN, NBC, whoever. And they all have the same spiel about the young quarterback who's sitting behind. And they all point to one moment in time. Well, I don't know if you know, but Patrick Mahomes sat out the first 16 games of his, or 15 games of his NFL career, and look how great he is. Do you know why I'm tired of hearing about that? The Chiefs were a very unique situation. They were, I believe, 10-6. They may have been 11-5 that year. And they won the division with Alex Smith. They were, by all metrics, not great, but good enough where you didn't feel the pressure to make the change. They also had a coach who had been in the NFL for so long and had so much success in the league, you had to trust his judgment. That is an outlier. Every other time you're talking about where the veteran is bad, it's usually a coach we don't trust and a veteran we don't think's any good, and the team is flailing around. We'll use the Giants as the example. Why did the Giants mess around with Russell Wilson for 2 weeks? Brian Daboll's likely fired no matter if they're bad, so why not try Jackson Dart? It's not like in 3 weeks of practice, Jackson Dart went from incompetent to a star. He probably is what he is after 3 weeks. And if he's bad, Daboll's fired and they're going to reset anyway. So I'm tired of these national broadcasts. Everyone's saying, well, Patrick Mahomes sat out, so that's how everyone should do it. Not everyone has the exact situation the Chiefs were in, and more times than not, teams aren't in that situation. So play the kid and try to save your jobs.
This has worked in two situations in the last 25 years. I'm serious. This has worked for two teams. This has worked for Green Bay. This has worked for Kansas City. It has not worked for anybody else. Nobody. This, well, we're going to let him sit and watch him grow and watch him develop. Who has it helped? You either can play or you can't. And yes, you might go through some early season struggles. Jared Goff struggled early on in his career. You know what? Jared Goff eventually figured it out because he can play. So this was a waste of everybody's time. I'm happy they finally got to the end equation. That's the right thing to do. It made the most sense for everybody. Good luck to the New York Giants as they play their young guy and they see what they got. And let's see if he can play. Let's see if he's their future quarterback. Let's see if he's somebody that you should build around and continue to move forward. Or you get the third overall pick, and now you got a real big decision at the end of the year. You can either give up on Jackson Dart and potentially move him, or draft your quarterback. But you got to keep firing. You got to keep taking shots. And starting Russell Wilson or Jameis Winston, or none of them are getting you to the ultimate goal of where you were trying to be, which is one of the better teams in the National Football League.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.